KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have mostly clear skies, 35 degrees in Atlantic. Looking forward to be mostly sunny here today, a high of 64. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building here in Atlantic. Taking a look at Western Iowa news, police in Council Bluffs were dispatched at around 3:23 a.m. today to 2008 Fifth Avenue in reference to a burglary call. Upon their arrival, officers made contact with the victim, who said she woke up to two unknown males leaving her residence through the back porch. The victim said also that due to it being dark, she could only tell that the parties were wearing dark-colored clothing and masks. The woman also said that as the men were leaving the residence, they displayed possibly a handgun. This is an ongoing investigation, authorities say, and if you have any information in reference to the crime, you're asked to call the Council Bluffs Police Department Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Two Council Bluffs men were arrested on separate charges Sunday following a traffic stop in Red Oak. Red Oak police say 49-year-old Richard David Post was arrested for driving under suspension with 36 withdrawals in effect. 46-year-old Donovan Sands was arrested on three active warrants for violation of a protection order. Both were transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where Post was being held on a little more than $566 bond, and Sands was being held without bond. No injuries were reported Sunday evening following a collision caused by sun glare. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said just after 6:30 p.m., the two-vehicle accident was reported at 110th Street and Highway 48 east of Elliott. An investigation determined that a 2005 Mazda Tribute, owned and driven by Roger Schooling of Red Oak, stopped and was leaving the stop sign on 110th when his vehicle struck a 2012 Ford Fusion, owned and operated by Mark Nasser of Griswold. Authorities say Nasser was turning southbound on the 110th when the accident occurred. Damage to the vehicles amounted to $6,000. No citations were issued, officials said, due to the visual impact of the sun. A motorcyclist from Council Bluffs was transported by Red Oak Rescue to the Montgomery County Hospital Saturday night after he ran a stop sign and struck an SUV broadside. The accident happened around 11:30 p.m. Saturday. Authorities say a 2005 Yamaha driven by 27-year-old Jonathan Tyler McAlpin was traveling southbound on Miller Avenue when he collided with a 2015 Subaru Forester that was traveling east on Corning Street. McAlpin suffered possible unknown serious injuries. The driver of the SUV, 52-year-old Daniel Roy Lucard of Red Oak, was not injured. Damage from the collision amounted to $12,500. McAlpin was cited for having no valid driver's license, failure to provide proof of insurance, and failure to obey a stop sign. Red Oak police were assisted at the scene by Red Oak Fire and EMS and Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office says 22-year-old Delson Grantham of Fontenelle was arrested Sunday in the 2700 block of Highway 2 in Taylor County. Grantham was charged with operating a motor vehicle under the influence of alcohol, second offense. He was additionally charged with driving while suspended and cited for speeding 68 and 55 zone. Grantham was being held in the Taylor County Jail on a $2,300 bond, pending an initial appearance before the magistrate. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 32-year-old Eric Tyler Waldron of Villisca was arrested around 6:10 p.m. Sunday for attempted burglary in the third degree. His arrest followed an incident at Hacklebarney Park north of Villisca. Waldron was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reported two separate theft arrests last week. Last Thursday, 53-year-old Michelle Ann Carey of Adair was arrested by Adair police at the Come and Go in Adair for allegedly taking root beer and dog treats valued at less than $200. She was charged with theft in the fifth degree. The sheriff's report indicated the manager of the store had caught Carey on camera allegedly stealing items on other occasions and wanted to catch her in the act. Carey was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $100 cash-only bond. And a man from Las Vegas, Nevada, was arrested October 1st in Adair for theft in the fifth and open container after allegedly taking food and drink valued at less than $200 from the Casey's General Store in Adair. The items, an energy drink and four sticks of beef jerky and a half-full open container of beer, were found in 31-year-old Brandon Scott Terrell's vehicle. Terrell was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $300 cash or surety bond. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer on Sunday issued a report on recent arrests. On September 28th, 31-year-old Allison Martin of Audubon was arrested for theft in the fourth degree. On September 23rd, 32-year-old Jeremy John Holzwartz of Audubon was arrested and charged with domestic abuse first offense. And on September 10th, 30-year-old Levi Elroy Kluver of Audubon was arrested after Audubon police conducted a search warrant. Kluver was charged with possession of marijuana third or subsequent offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Officials of the Iowa Department of Transportation said Sunday that Interstate 29 between Exit 61, which is I-680, County Road G-37 near Crescent, and Exit 71, I-680, a mile south of Missouri Valley, is closed due to flooding. The road is expected to remain closed until 6 p.m. Tuesday. Iowa DOT cameras showed the surging Missouri River waters once again overtaking the pavement as Iowa DOT crews worked to shut down traffic in that area. In our funeral announcements, Eugene Lyle Peters, age 88, of Tennant, died Friday in Harlan. Funeral services for Eugene Peters will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Francis Frank Funk, age 78, of Portsmouth, died Friday at his home. A mass of Christian burial for Frank Funk will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Carol Knopp, age 82, of Houston, Texas, and formerly of Atlantic, died September 26th. Memorial services for Carol Knopp will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Roger Allen Steele, age 82, of Anita, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Roger Steele will be on Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has the arrangements. Robert D. Garner, age 76, of Atlantic, died Thursday. A celebration of life memorial service for Robert Garner will be on Saturday, November 2nd, at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic, beginning at 10 a.m. on that date. Also, Hugh Arthur Stroud Bars, age 9, the son of Ian and Buffy Roland Bars of Atlantic, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Hugh Bars will be held this Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Evangelical Free Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. And actually, that's October 19th is when those services will be held. Gail Earl Schnack, of age 84, of Harlan, died Thursday. A memorial service for Gail Schnack will be held this coming Sunday, at October 13th at 2 p.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building here in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen.